here's a story from The World.
In Egypt, there is again a crackdown on human rights activists. The government's target this time is an organization called the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, or EIPR. The group's executive director, Gasser Abdelrazek, was arrested last week, one of three members of the organization recently detained. Amr Magdi joins me to talk about what's going on. He's a researcher with Human Rights Watch, focusing on the Middle East and North Africa. Amr, how do you explain this latest crackdown? Why is all of this happening now?
Right. So the arrests seem in direct retaliation for a meeting between the EIPR staff and several of the EU and US diplomats and ambassadors in Egypt that happened in early November. These meetings are very important because Western officials and international groups need to know what's happening on the ground in Egypt. And since 2016, at least, the leading human rights activists in the country have been under travel ban. They are disconnected from the outside world. The organization has been at the center of a relentless government crackdown on civil society and independent groups that has escalated so much when Sisi rose to power in 2014. I think the mentality that governs the government perception of civil society is that it is a threat to the society. The government has pretty much managed to stifle or obliterate any space for independent, peaceful assembly or gathering, and also kill the political life. And so the only thing that remained resisting this nationwide crackdown was the independent human rights groups. And that's why the government really wants to get rid of these brave defenders.
So as to that meeting on November 3rd, how risky was it to have that meeting? Did the human rights activists know that they could face a strong crackdown in the wake of it?
Well, the organization has been at the center of the government crackdown. More than 60 staff members of several human rights organizations in Egypt have been called for interrogations, have been also under continuous persecution. So it's not an exaggeration to say that the civil society in Egypt has been facing an existential threat in the past years under the government of President Sisi. In that sense, they are fully aware of the risks. However, you try to maneuver, you try to resist this oppression. This meeting with the Western diplomats was not unique. These are meetings that happen frequently, but definitely the message here that the government wants to send is that this is unacceptable and the international community cannot care for human rights in Egypt, and those defenders can also go to jail for doing their work.
If EIPR is at the center of this crackdown, Amr, can you tell us more about Gasser Abdelrazek, EIPR's executive director? How large a figure is he in human rights organizing activities in Egypt?
I've only known Gasser for, I would say, 6 years or so, but he's actually one of the earlier generation of the human rights defenders in Egypt from the 1990s. He's a very well-respected figure. He's been running the EIPR for the past 5 years. So yes, his arrest is really shocking. His treatment in detention is even more shocking. They are keeping him in solitary confinement in a cold cell without enough clothes. He doesn't have a mattress to sleep on. He was not allowed to see his wife and kids until now.
Wow. Do you wonder whether arresting Abdelrazek is a message to other human rights groups in Egypt? And how are they reacting to this news? And what does it mean for an accurate picture of how the government is attacking human rights going forward?
Absolutely. I think there is analysis that the timing of this crackdown is to send a signal to the international community as well as the Egyptian human rights organizations, as Biden administration is coming to office, that the international attention to human rights in Egypt is not acceptable under President Trump. Sisi and other authoritarian rulers felt sort of a green pass to go on with their abuses and to oppress their citizens, and maybe the timing of this arrest is to signal that any change of these rules will not be tolerated. Definitely, this is a very chilling signal to the Egyptian civil society as a whole. There is already very, very few organizations left operating from inside Egypt. Most of the international and Egyptian organizations had to leave the country in recent years and operate from outside Egypt. Definitely, if this crackdown on the EIPR is not stopped immediately, we can see more arrests and more detentions underway.
There has been criticism from some parts of the globe, but I saw that Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of State Tony Blinken came out and expressed concern about the situation in Egypt, and Egypt's foreign minister responded that it rejects any outside influence. It does make me wonder what influence the incoming Biden administration will have on the Sisi government if it's digging its heels in. What do you think and what are you hoping for?
We are not expecting dramatic changes in the sense that Sisi will be forced to change courses. But at least we expect from Biden's administration to put human rights at the center of their bilateral relationships. We want to see the military aid to Egypt, which is the second biggest recipient of U.S. aid in the whole world. We want to see that aid conditioned and halted on concrete human rights improvement and the end of the crackdown on civil society. The U.S. has very large and significant leverage on the Egyptian government. They can pressure them to respect rights. And in the past few days, we have seen an international outcry that was not bad in the sense that a lot of Western governments, diplomats, officials, and including the UN as well, have spoken out, have condemned these arrests and the crackdown. But we want to see that these words have more than just condemnation. We want to see action. We want to see consequences for the Egyptian government if they do not release those human rights defenders.
The human rights situation in Egypt is not new. It's been a concern before President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi came to power, and it's even more worrying now, according to many activists. Has this become the norm now in Egypt? Is there any hope for change under Sisi?
Unfortunately, it has become the norm. That's true. Egypt has never been a democracy. We know that there have been always oppressive rulers. President Mubarak stayed in power for 30 years, but he at least allowed a margin for free expression, for political mobilization and independent organization, especially in the late 10 years of his rule. Under President Sisi, we are seeing unprecedented crackdown in Egypt's recent history. Tens of thousands of political activists, journalists, human rights activists have been thrown in jail. And it's extremely risky to offer the slightest criticism for the government. Unfortunately, yes, that has been the situation. I think the hope for peaceful change always remains, but it has shrunk so much. And that's the long-term dangerous effect of suppressing the civil society, because in such restrictive environment, only extremist ideologies and violent groups can survive. If that continues for a few years, the society will be emptied from all its peaceful activists. And that's precisely what is dangerous for the country's future.
Amr Magdi is a researcher with Human Rights Watch. He's been speaking with us from Berlin about the situation in Egypt currently. Amr, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.